So today we continue in the Sefer Beis Halevi Ananava. We start Perek Vav on page 25. The share is always is a Schos Geilu Nishmas, our dearest Chaver, Chaim Elazar ben Shem Shenaryeh, and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Emer Chaim Menachem Ben Zion. Should be a Schos for four Shleim of Chaim Leib Ben Rachel, Chana Leib Ashen De Rachel, and Abba Dati Ben Peril, as well as a Schos for all those in the Makam Sakon and Eretz Yisrael, those risking their lives to protect them. So he's going to talk today about additional reasons why gaiva is undesirable. It's brought down the Gemara in Saita. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says, "Kol adam sheyesh b'gasas ruach, any person who feels arrogant, shchina miyalelis alav, the shchina cries over such a person." Shneamar, because the pasuk says, "Ki ram Hashem," although Hashem is very high and exalted, b'shafal yireh, he makes note. He sees and recognizes a person who holds himself out to be low. The gavaya mi merchak yeda, and the high one, meaning the arrogant person from very far, Hashem cries over him. What is significant of the sin of gaiva that Hashem is crying? So the Maharal explains that Hashem created the world with order. Everything has a proper place and time. And when something is misplaced or misused, so Hashem so kaviyachol grieves over the fact that it's not working the way it's supposed to. So when someone acts arrogantly, he's disrupting the order of the world, the proper way that the world is supposed to work. And the Meiri gives a different shot. He says, people grieve over someone who had great potential, but fails to utilize it. And a Baal Gaiva is such a person. He usually has gifts in one or two areas, but instead of utilizing his talents, he wastes his energy feeling all arrogant and boastful about himself. And that's a reason to grieve. So continuing, he says, "Oid sham." It also says over there, "Kol adam sheyesh b'gasas ruach." Anyone who's arrogant, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, "Ein ani v'hu yuchaylun lo darba'olam." Very scary words that I cannot dwell together with him in this world. We cannot coexist. And obviously, who's going to win that, disagreement? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Malashni b'seizerei ehu," that he who says lashon hara about his neighbor in secret, oisai atzmis, him I will cut down. Giva einayim urechav leivav, someone who has arrogance, I cannot bear to be with him. Hefech mima shenemar, the opposite of what it says regarding someone ba'anavim, regarding humble people, eshkoyim v'yasdako shval ruach, that Hashem dwells together with someone who has a lowly spirit. So Hashem says that he can't dwell in the world together with someone who's arrogant. On a basic level, it means that since an arrogant person attributes his success to his own talents and capabilities, so he leaves no room in the world for Hashem to exist. He's basically saying, it's all me, and there is no room for God. Based on this Gemara, Shimshon Pinkus explains that there's a misconception about the negative nature of being a Baal Gaiva. Most people think that being a Baal Gaiva is a problem, being Adam L'Chaveiroi, that you're mistreating your fellow, you're not interacting with him in the proper manner. But the truth is, it's a mistake. The main problem of gaiva is that it's been adam lamakot. As Rav Pinkus explains, the entire purpose of creation is that Hashem's oneness and the specialness of Hashem should be revealed, that there's no other power other than him. Ein oid milvadai. And yet you have an arrogant person here that basically is denying that truth. And he's saying there is something else that deserves recognition, me. And so you are denying the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for. The author of the Chayei Adam, Rav Avram Danzig, wrote another sefer called Zichru Toras Moshe. And in the Hakdama, he gives another explanation of this Gemara. As we know, Hashem controls everything in the universe. Not only does he control it, but he involves himself in every minute detail at every moment, from the top of the mountains to the depths of the sea. The very fact that Hashem involves himself with human beings, that he cares about us, and he wants to hear our tefillos, that is the display of his humility. So Hashem stands for anava. That's Hashem is the epitome, is the epitome rather, the of humility. An arrogant individual doesn't involve himself with low things, and he doesn't have patience for people, that he feels himself unworthy. So you basically are saying that I disagree with Hashem's decision making. I don't agree with him. He's busying himself with lowly things, and I don't want to be busy with low things. I don't think that someone who's great should be busy with low things. And so you are, so to speak, contradicting, you're denying Hashem that his path is the proper path. And so says Hashem, I can't dwell with such a person in this world because his mindset and his attitude goes directly against how I run the world. I just want to end off with the Gemara that says that Hashem, this Gemara that Hashem says he's going to dwell only with people who are anavim. So the Ma'arit says that when Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu for the first time, so he commanded him to go and tell Paroi that the Jews are going to leave Mitzrayim. So Moshe said, "Mi anochi, who am I?" To which Hashem responded, "Ki eyei imach, that I'm going to be with you." So the Ma'arit says, "What's the word ki? Because I'm going to be with you." Moshe asked, "Who am I?" Hashem should have responded, "Don't worry, I'll be with you." What's because I'll be with you? What's the because? What's the, it sounds like he's saying, because of a certain reason, that's why I'm going to be with you. But what's the reason? So the Ma'arit explains that Hashem is telling Moshe, "You want to know why I chose you? Because you're the type of person that says, me anochi. Because you said, me anochi, who am I, that you're an anav, Moshe, that's exactly why, ki yayei imach, that's why I'm going to be with you." And so, and that's why Hashem says to him, v'zeh lecha ha'ois, that this is the sign, ki anochi shelachticha, that I'm sending you. Meaning that the anava that Moshe had is the proof that he was the messenger of Hashem. So if you want to know if someone is a messenger of Hashem, look at their attitude, look how they act. If they act with anava, then it's very possible they're a messenger of Hashem. But if they act with gaiva, then they definitely do not represent Hashem and his values.